Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about playing with stupid. Well, let's go. Yes, friends, hopefully you guys are well and are kicking ass. I've been finding these little tidbits like this. It says, fake Brazilian doctor was busted for injecting cement. Yes, cement and super glue into patients' faces and bodies during illegal butt and face surgeries. Oh shit, the things you do for beauty, huh? Oh, yes, you have this fucking doctor fucking crazy nigger doing all kinds of fucked up shit. At least you know how Blanca from Street Fighter was created. Fucking A, man, the shit that people do. But who's fucking retarded to do this shit? Not me, but someone is. Well, don't worry, I got another clip of niggers doing stupid shit, so let's bring that one up. Yes, people might think that I'm a racist ass piece of shit. Yes, I guess I am kind of racist. Well, I don't got nothing wrong with black people per se. It's when they turn into niggers. Yes, the difference between a black man and a nigger is that a nigger acts like a fucking stupid ass retarded oaf. And it doesn't matter the color of your skin, a retard is a retard, right? Doesn't matter the color of your skin, but yeah, if you're black and you're doing stupid shit, you're a nigger. Like a fucking Hispanic person that does stupid shit is a fucking wetback. Yeah, same thing, but yeah. Well, anyways, let's play the clip and you get to see what I mean.
Nah, hold up. Ain't no way, look at him. Look again, yeah, nah. He's shaking, boy. Look like he about to cry and do something stupid.
Yes, friends, look at this nigger. He's all scoping out this fucking place. And people think he's not stealing? Gee, look at his color. Yes, just like Forrest Gump says, stupid is as stupid does. Yeah, that was a quote from his mama, or whatever. Yes, well, let's watch this motherfucker do stupid shit, right? Well, let's continue.
Then he hit the, what's up, bro, man? Shut your ass up now, you friendly. Now you got home training, you're about to steal, and you're worried about being polite. I already don't like you, wait till the cashier blink, and boom, snatch.
Yeah, he puts that shit in his fucking pants. Would you want to eat a fucking snack that came out of this dude's fucking crotch? Yeah, it's all full of fucking AIDS and fucking God only knows, probably fentanyl. Yeah, enjoy.
Pretzels, straight down the pants, no hesitation, no thinking, just straight criminal instinct. I'm like, hold on, this man just turned his drawers into a storage unit.
Yes, the stupid shit that people fucking do, and they think you're not gonna notice this shit. They think you're dumber like them. Whoa, something like that, right? No, fuck these people. Yeah, when you see someone doing stupid shit, you should go over there and fucking take care of it, because if you don't, they keep on doing stupid shit, right? Anyways, let's continue.
Covers it quick, look up, acting regular. Then start touching stuff like he on a shopping channel. Nah, you've been a thief, but this is where it go left greed.
Yes, friends, that shit's typically associated with stupid people. Doesn't matter the color of your skin, but if the fucking brain that's inside your skull is fucking dumber than fuck, you're gonna be doing shit like this. So, what can you do? Yes, it'd be nice if you carry a bat in, you know, but don't do that. At least not yet anyways, so let's continue.
Now he at the snacks just staring like it's a life decision. Bro, you stealing? This ain't Costco, grab and go, but nah. This man flavor testing with his eye sees them muddy buddies.
Oh yes, he gets those muddy buddies and he shows them up his ass crack. Oh yes, he's putting his own fucking seasoning on those fucking snacks. Yum, right? It fucking tastes like fucking shit. And nigger ass crack to boot. Enjoy.
Snatch and stuffs them in the back too. Now it's snacks in the front, snacks in the back. This man built like a damn pantry.
You call this thing a fucking walking pantry? No, sir. This thing is a fucking walking natural disaster. Because he's fucking stupid. Wherever you go, whatever you do, you cause fucking problems. You destroy shit. Like a fucking tornado or an earthquake. Or fucking some kind of goblins. Yes, what do you think, fucking the Jews are importing fucking niggers from all over the place to your country to fuck with you. Enjoy.
Everything just cooking in there, that's your plan? You thought this through? Cashier, busy.
Yes, friends, in case you haven't noticed, I hate fucking thieves. They're fucking pieces of shit. I think that's the worst thing you can be. Yeah, it's even worse than a pedophile. Yeah, because a pedophile, the only thing you gotta worry about is your children. But these fucking thieves, they take everything. So, yeah, put that in your pipe and smoke it. So let's continue.
Just standing there waiting like he finna pay. Meanwhile, Security already got him highlighted like a target, but he's still acting dumb.
You're a fucking retarded guy. He's not plain stupid. He is stupid. Can't you fucking see that? He is retarded. He thinks he could get away with this shit. With cameras all over the fucking place, seeing him fucking stuffing shit in his fucking crotch and up his ass. So what? You think fucking this guy is fucking plain stupid? No, friend. You're fucking stupid for thinking that. But whatever. Let's continue.
Lying like it's part of the job, then walks out like, yeah. I'm straight, talking about he prepaid $8 for gas and a full...
Yeah, this guy paid $8 for fucking gas? What the fuck? That's not enough. Fucking, I gassed up a couple days ago. Yeah, and fucking right now it's April 24th of 2026, and I paid $5.37 a gallon. So this guy probably got about a gallon and a half? Yeah, where the fuck are you gonna go? You fucking fucktard. He just wanted to fucking steal some fucking candy. What a fucking nigger, right? Whatever, let's continue.
Buffet? Man think he found a cheat code. Gas, plus, snacks, EDLC included, you both eat. These are the from the kids, AMB. Awesome, but you dumb as hell next.
Try to hit her on the back leg, please don't leave like that. We'll put you on life.
Walks back.
Wait a minute, that was a fucking Pajit voice. I guess I don't feel that bad that this place is getting robbed. Yeah, aren't fucking Pajits coming over here to the United States to steal American jobs? So, yeah, I don't feel that bad. Yeah, it's fucking trash versus fucking trash, in my opinion, so fuck them both. Yeah, don't buy gas from these cocksuckers. Fuck them all. Anyways, let's continue.
Got like he won something straight to the pump. Opens the door, like dumps all the stolen snacks on the seat. Yeah, secure the loot, grabs the nozzle.
What the fuck? Is this car still on? Are you gonna gas your car while the fucking engine is still fucking going? What the fuck? Gee, you left your car on? While you went inside to fucking steal snacks? You're fucking stupid. What if someone would have stole your car? Fucking A, fucking bad decisions everywhere, right? What a dumbass nigger. But just like I said earlier, stupid is as stupid does, right? Well, let's continue.
All right, let's get this gas press, nothing press again, still nothing. Now he looking around, like, hold up, why this not working, boy? You know why now he mad looking back at the store, like it's their fault, man, really.
Oh, now this nigger feels shortchanged because he's not getting his gas. So what is he gonna do? He's gonna go back after he stole something to complain about he's not getting any gas? Very smart. Let's see how this plays out, right? Well, let's continue. Oh, and by the way, friends, this is for entertainment purposes only, and this is just my delusionals. And remember, don't fucking go around hurting people. Even if they do fucking hurtful things, and they deserve to get hurt, don't hurt people. Don't go to jail. But whatever. Let's continue.
Be about to walk in and question the cashier. After stuffing a whole grocery list in his pants. That's crazy, and right there, karma hit.
Can you come inside, please?
Gee, guy, don't you think something is up? You were stealing shit, and now you're not getting any gas. And now they're telling you to go back. Yeah, fucker, what do you think you're gonna do? Fucking Apu from The Simpsons calling you back in, and he's not gonna give you no fucking squishy. No, he's gonna fuck you with you. So, enjoy. What the fuck? Why the hell you show your ass? Yeah, do you know that back in the day when people sag their pants down in prison, that means that you're offering your ass to get fucked? Yeah, that was a fucking prison thing, and now niggers appropriated this fucking shit. So fucking stupid. Nobody wants to fuck your fucking nasty ass. Go wash your fucking ass, you dirty ass fuck. But whatever, what I say is apparently fucking racist, like I'm the one that's fucking stealing. Only thing I'm fucking stealing is fucking videos. Anyways, let's continue. I know Pajis don't give a fuck. They eat shit from the floor and they do all that nasty shit. But I personally don't want to eat a fucking snack that was in this dude's fucking pants. Yeah, he had it in his crotch and his ass crack. Would you eat fucking things that were up a dude's fucking ass? No. So why you want these back? No, I charge this fucking nigger for that shit. I know you put GT fucking rats and shit and all kinds of shit, but no, in America, we don't do that, so fuck you. Just saying. Fucking Indians. Just charge them for the fucking snacks. No American's gonna eat that shit. If you guys wanna eat this guy's fucking funk, that's on you. But I personally wouldn't wanna eat this shit. And if I found out I eat that fucking snack that came out of this dude's ass, I will destroy you. So don't do it. Just saying.
Can you just come in? Can you just come in?
Yeah, I think I'm empty my pocket. Newsflash, nigger. If you stop stealing, maybe people will stop treating you like this. Just an idea, but whatever. Let's continue.
Like, before I even left out, I did all that, bro. Like,
thing you know, his face on a poster right at the front door. Tried to steal Pharaoh Dulderosa for a failed miserably banned. Don't come back now every time you pull up. You gotta see his own face telling him to get lost.
Cool, you got this guy's picture right there and you made it fucking big so people see this dude's fucking folly. I would have put also the pictures of him serving shit up his ass so people would see that too. Yeah, why not? Humiliate this fucking nigger. They like doing stupid shit, so put him on blast. Just saying.
Yeah, that's karma.
Karma, you say? No, that's poetic justice. This nigger got what he deserved for being a fucking nigger. Yes, you nig on and you get nigger shit, so enjoy. Yes, friends, don't let stupid people do whatever the fuck they want, because then they think they have fucking free reign and they'll keep on doing stupid shit. And it's gonna get worse and worse. And you don't wanna have fucking freaks like this running around doing their stupid gay shit. Or do you? Oh, you better not. I'll be looking at you sideways. Don't be a fucking loser like these fags. Just saying. Yes, friends, just fuck these people. I'll talk to you guys later. You be awesome and don't let these freaks get under your skin. Well, goodbye.
With some breaking news this point of time, MEA has now reacted to the controversial post shared by the U.S. President Donald Trump. MEA has said remarks uninformed and in poor taste. This is after Trump shared a post by talk show host Michael Savage, and the post referred to India as a hell hole.
Nothing given. We are nothing given.
Bro, it's all right. It's all right.
We are nothing given.
I know.
I am so Nepali and I am Gorkha, but...
Well, that's right. In fact, Trump had shared Michael Savage's four-page letter. In fact, that had indicated India and Indian immigrants as a hellhole. And that had led to a huge controversy, both in New Delhi and Washington, D.C. Many foreign policy wonks and people who track India-U.S. relations had said that India should, in fact, react to this and not take it lightly.